Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell with a journey to the stargate of our divine destiny. And we're going to be exploring some very fun things in this journey. So I'm welcoming you to join with me in being guided to the stellar gateway of our divine destiny. This journey is designed to help you connect with your past and present as it relates to moving more consciously toward a more fulfilling future that is aligned with your divine destiny. As we are getting started, you might find it helpful to have a journal nearby so you can capture any insights, revelations, ahas, whatever comes through for you during this journey that will support you in living the best possible experience of your divine destiny. That's the whole intention behind what we're doing here. And so, as with any journey, it's always best to listen in a place where you can be in a quiet, peaceful, comfortable place, no distractions, not engaging in other activities that need your full attention, and just being in this space to really support yourself in experiencing what's yours to experience. So ideally, also, you have a place where you can sit or lie back and relax into the sacred energy of this journey. And also just know that the music that you're hearing in the background is brainwave entrainment. So it helps entrain your brain and your whole body and your whole being into alignment with whatever is going to be coming through in this journey. So if you haven't already, you may choose to gently close your eyes and allow your attention to focus on your breath. Breathing easily, allow your awareness to notice the rhythm of your in-breath expanding and your out-breath releasing. You may feel your body expand as you breathe in and feel your body relax as you breathe out. With each deepening breath, allow yourself to drop into an even deeper relaxed state. And as you do this, let go of any outside distractions and notice how your breath is taking you into an ever deepening relaxed state. As you continue to relax more deeply, invite your personal guides, allies, ancestors, and helping spirits to support you in receiving messages, ahas, and insights designed to support your next steps in being your true self, while also embracing what is yours to do, to be, and to live. Ask the part of you that knows if you are willing to receive divine guidance now. If not, what would it take to allow yourself to let go of whatever is in the way of you receiving guidance from the part of you that already knows? It may simply be just letting it go. It may be that it's more complicated than that. Whatever the situation is for you, ask yourself what it would take to let go of whatever's in the way of you receiving guidance from the part of you that already knows. Continuing to gently let go of anything that prevents you from receiving insights and attuning to the vast possibilities available to you in this cosmic moment, you may choose to bring your awareness back to your breath, allowing yourself to inhale the fullness of this moment and all that it represents for you. Exhaling, allow yourself to continue letting go of any tension, stress, worries, or concerns. With each breath, you feel yourself connecting more deeply into this sacred space and sacred time. with the intent to receive insights, ahas, or messages that are available to you now as you are crafting and creating your future destiny. Breathing in, imagine with gratitude you are filling your body with the vibrant, radiant, life-giving light of the sun and the inspiration of the stars. With each in-breath, have this sense of wonder that is fulfilling you with the sun's light, supporting life as we know it on planet Earth. Not only do we rely on the sun to provide life and light, it also the center point of a great cosmic clock, letting us know what time of day it is, what season it is, and most remarkably, where we are in the 26,000 year wheel of time. The sun connects us to the wonder of the seasonal cycles and reminds us time as we experience it here on Earth is not just linear as we've been trained to see it, but it is also cyclical. Now, let's include in our awareness the starry sky and imagining that we can only see the stars in the sky when the sun has set or has not yet risen, when it's below the horizon. So imagining that the sun has set and that the stars are shining brightly, see before you the gateway of your divine destiny, connecting with the power of love to change everything, as described by Ken Carey and Return of the Bird Tribes. Imagine you're breathing in love from the stellar gateway. Imagine you're breathing out anything less than love, and any lower vibrational energies are floating away into the starry sky, being transformed into the higher vibrational energies of love. As the light of love is the essence of our multidimensional reality, when we choose to remember. Know that great wisdom, insights, and magical mysteries are beaming directly to you through this wondrous stargate before you. Ask yourself to be open to receiving even more guidance and insight beaming directly into your cells, your DNA, and your awareness. Also, allow yourself to notice how the elements are supporting you, with the earth underneath you acting as a foundation. You can more easily connect to the inspiration of the air element with each breath. Notice how the water element fills your body, including your blood, lymph, and other fluids. And this element is flowing easily, nourishing every cell of your being. Lastly, tuning into the fire of your heartbeat and the alchemy of your digestive system, you can feel how the fire element is nurturing your body and illuminating your life. These elements are essential to life as we know it, supporting the manifestation of our intention to create a new earth reality where all life flourishes. You sense the stargate before you is welcoming you to open your awareness by imagining you see a great triangle of stars, including Deneb, Altair, and Vega. Within this triangle of stars, you see a portal, a gateway, an opening. As you walk towards this gateway, you see three beings walking toward you. Miraculously, you all meet within the portal. Curious, you ask these beings who they are. Responding in order from left to right, you learn this is your past self, your present self, and your future self. Your past self steps forward and places a hand over your heart and deeply gazes into your eyes. This eye gazing allows you to see many images of your past and how they are swirling and changing. You notice these images are not necessarily how you remember them, but rather more likely how they have impacted you, how they've infected you, and how they continue to inform your current reality. You realize your attachment to these events are ready to be transmuted and transformed into the wisdom and medicine that carries you forward into experiencing who you really are. Your past self asks you, do you change time or does time change you? Do you change time or does time change you? Do you change time or does time change you? Do your memories of times past keep you stuck and wounded? Or are you now willing to accept what was and let go of any old energies holding you back? Perhaps you've already embraced the gifts of times past and how they are informing your present. Then use this as a helpful reminder to embrace the gifts you have received, even from the most difficult experiences. Your past self continues to inform you that you are never bound by past timelines unless you believe it to be true. Remember, the flow of time is an illusion, and we can transform what is in our past timelines into powerful gifts of insight and wisdom. Your past self is inviting you to notice if you see any images, hear any words, or feel any feelings that help you to understand the guidance you are receiving from your past self in this moment. Breathing easily and deeply, feeling into the guidance you're receiving, allow it to fill your entire being. Your past self now steps back and your present self steps forward, placing a hand over your heart and gazing deeply into your eyes. You realize your present self is sending you a message of love and support for the place you find yourself in now. Your present self asks you, do you know you can change your current timeline through your intention and attention? Yes, it is true, there are external circumstances you cannot change. What you can change is your response to them. When we choose to come from love, the result is greater love. When we choose to come from anger, betrayal, or hurt, the result is we experience greater anger, betrayal, and hurt. Since we are continuously co-creating our reality, it's important to change our focus, let go of what we cannot change, and accept what is. Acceptance doesn't mean we like it or approve of it or support it or choose it. It means we are no longer resisting what is, and when we stop resisting, rapid, miraculous changes are possible. Breathing into your belly, allow yourself to receive any further guidance and insight your present self is giving you now on how you are doing and letting go of the past and embracing the now. Now your present self steps back and your future self steps forward, gazing deeply into your eyes and placing a hand over your heart, giving you a vision of your future possibilities. You see several timelines unfolding before you, including the timeline you are on, and other timelines available if you choose another path. Your future self says to you, "Beloved one, I am your future self from all future timelines, including the timeline you are currently traveling. If you align with your higher self, you will co-create a timeline where all your desires, dreams, and visions are fulfilled. You are co-creating your future experience in every now moment. The words, actions, and reactions of the past have helped to create your present. The same is true from your present moving forward toward your future. Fate and free will exist simultaneously. There may be certain experiences we are fated to experience that are challenging, but it helps to know and remember you agreed to these experiences before you incarnated, and then, as is the case in this dimension and this reality, you forgot. Your future self goes on to say, "What I'm here to let you know is you don't always have a choice in the events you experience, but you always have a choice around how you respond to your current circumstances, and those choices are shaping your future. If I have one message as one who lives in your fulfilled future, it is to continually return to love no matter what circumstances you are experiencing. If you can return to love over and over, even in the most challenging times, you are learning how to expand your heart energy and your love energy. And the rewards of living in that bright, promising future are beyond your ability to imagine at this moment. So continuing to expand your heart energy and your love energy will bring you rewards that you can't imagine at this time. Practice is the key. Practice forgiving yourself when you forget and move out of love into pain, fear, hurt, anxiety, anger, etc. Continue to practice forgiving those who have wronged you and forgiving yourself for those you have wronged. Ideally, a daily practice of forgiveness will help to dissolve the challenges of the past and open the pathway to the future. This is one of the most powerful practices to remember, as it will take you to the most fun and fulfilling future possible. Know it's not only possible, but a reality when you choose to accept what is, trust the process, practice forgiveness, and turn up your love no matter what is happening whenever you remember. It may be that you can't or don't feel comfortable turning up your love for those who are doing you harm, but you can turn up your love for yourself. You can turn up your love for the world. You can turn up your love for those who are helpful and inspiring and supportive and kind and caring toward you. And by turning up your love, you can also be kind and caring and helpful and supportive to others. Your future self now steps back to join the others. With prayer hands in front of their hearts, they all bow to you with deep respect and loving kindness. Then they simultaneously turn, walking back through the Stargate. It is time to allow yourself whatever time you need to return to the present moment. Take whatever time you need, and when you feel ready, be sure to journal what you experienced. Capture any messages, words of wisdom, symbols, insights, ahas that can help guide you to remember how you can best craft the future that is your divine destiny and aids in fulfilling the divine destiny of our beautiful planet, where love is the answer.